It's on.
Okay. I'd like to call the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna meeting to order on November 12th, 2024. We're at the Webster Center in Magna, Utah. Present, we have Councilmember Mick Sudbury, Councilmember Steve Prokopis, myself, Mayor Eric Barney. We'd like to excuse Mayor Pro Tem Audrey Pierce and Councilmember Hull. We do have a quorum. We don't have anybody listed for public comment. So we'll move on to item four, discussion and action items, approval of the 10-22-24 minutes.
So I move.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. The motion carries. Consider adoption of resolution 2024-11-01 approving Community Reinvestment Agency bylaws. David Bricky.
Thank you. We've had Adam Long review the bylaws. We made a couple changes, primarily interested in adopting, making sure language and those positions are appropriately recognized by the current code as opposed to what was Magna's creation of previously. So what you have in front of you is a cleaned up version of the bylaws. Hopefully, if you have any questions, I did excuse Mr. Long from this evening. Between Mr. Ashton and myself to try to answer any questions you may have, but I believe this is going to help streamline and move forward both assuring Salt Lake Reinvestment Agency that you are prepared and ready to move forward with helping this city.
Wonderful. Council, are there any questions or concerns about the bylaws?
I have none.
I have not read them all. I assume this is a vetted version that works elsewhere.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Then if we're ready, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agency bylaws for the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna.
So I'd like the motion to adopt the 2024-11-1 for approval.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? None. Motion carries. Item C, appoint agency officers. David Bricky.
As now adopted by your bylaws, some of those positions that were previously left vacant and to be assumed was the executive director of the agency. Typically, that is your city manager, someone who has day-to-day functions in mind. So at this point, if you feel comfortable, I would ask that you appoint me as your executive director.
David, is there any other officers? Isn't there a requirement for a?
There's also the chair, and
which we did last time.
You did that last time.
Isn't there one that Nicole Smedley would fill?
She is the recorder.
Okay.
And frankly, for that matter, if you also wanted to acknowledge the MSD's finance director, Mr. Okobia, as the treasurer, those are the other three positions.
So executive director, recorder, and treasurer.
Correct.
And the proposal being made is you as executive director, Nicole Smedley as recorder, and Stuart Okobia as treasurer.
Correct.
Okay. Any thoughts, council?
No, I'm good.
You know, I apologize. Nicole's term in the bylaws is secretary, not recorder.
Okay.
That's her position within the MSD as recorder.
But for this, it would be secretary.
Yes, she'll be recognized as secretary. That's section 4C.
Okay.
Do the bylaws call out the length of the term of any of these positions?
They serve until appointment by a new designee.
Is that every year?
No.
It's
just until we change it.
Is that your pleasure?
But I mean, you could change it every year if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Okay.
If there's no further discussion, then I'll entertain a motion to appoint David Bricky as the executive director, Nicole Smedley as the secretary, and Stuart Okobia as treasurer of the Magna Community Reinvestment Agency.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None?
Aye.
Motion carries. Do we have need for a closed session in regards to the CRA today?
No. I will indicate, just as a way of an update, we did get a letter back from Salt Lake County Reinvestment Agency acknowledging the letter that Mr. Long sent, saying they will do what they can to get the property to us as quickly as possible. They didn't give a time frame, but they did say we recognize and we'll get that done as quickly as soon as we possibly can.
I spoke with our counterparts along those same lines. I spoke to one of our counterparts, Councilmember Laurie Stringham, and let her know that the letter was going to be coming to them. She did get the letter, and she indicated that she felt like the council, which serves as the board right now, would be 100% unanimous in moving this along as quickly as possible as well. So,
as soon as I have something of a notice of transference, they met. We'll provide, first of all, notification on the executive director, as well as Nicole for purposes of coordination, okay, as a secretary. As soon as something happens, I can let the board, which is comprised of the Magna City Council, aware of that development.
Okay. Perfect. All right, then I will entertain a motion. With no further business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
A motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.